You're listening to Carl and Catherine. Carl and Catherine.
Can I just say the energies were there this morning. I was a lot happier at how the program went because my headphones were in line and the world is okay again. But I did purchase a new pair when I should have just fixed this pair and accepted that they'll break eventually and not fork out the money I did.
Hold on.
Hold on a second.
It's not just because Catherine and myself were amazing to help you out with the show this morning.
No, you know what it was?
What?
You're drinking coffee again. That was, and I've been telling you this for weeks.
You both are amazing every week.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm the worst part of this trio. All I do is push buttons, play songs, and I can't even get that right.
Now, you're being very harsh on
yourself. No, I'm being true, you know. It's okay to be okay.
Good.
And that's what I am. I'm average at best.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come off it. We covered a lot of ground today.
It was big.
What have we learnt? Don't cry over spilt chook.
Still don't know if it's hair or air.
Oh, that was very funny. One of your worst moments on air.
You know, I attempted something at least.
And you failed.
You called Jack Misson, not the heir of his family, the hair.
Give me a...
Which is quite rude, really.
That song, you know that hair song? Hair!
Do you know where that's from?
Yeah. Age of Aquarius, the song, the movie.
The production called Hair as well, I would assume.
Ah, true. This is the...
One of the only musicals I've never seen. Not because it hasn't been, like, the opportunity hasn't been there. I've just had no interest. Like, we all have hair, let's move on. You know?
Wow,
like,
no, that's not true. Maybe in this circle... Well, Jax is growing again.
Jax's hair growth is unbelievable.
It is rather impressive, I will say.
It's very thick.
Thank you. No, three weeks from becoming a skinhead to actually growing my hair.
That's good.
It's a good time frame.
Yeah. It's very good. Well done.
Thank you.
You were good today, actually.
You were very good today.
I thought your input was good.
Thanks.
I thought I was okay. I thought Catherine needs to lift.
How dare you?
No. You just didn't like that I was super musical today. Because a lot of my references went over your head, and that's okay.
No, I got the references, but they were just not asked for.
Oh.
Usually I'm the one who sings, and you're like, shut up.
I've never once said that.
Well, I know what you're thinking, though.
Yeah, she's thought that, but we haven't actually.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's where we're different.
I get into your mind, and you get into mine. It's not something that's fun. I had astigmatism. Catherine gets one. She blames me for it.
That's not in our brains.
But it's still part of the mind, isn't it? It's connected.
I didn't realise that Simon Baker was here, the mentalist.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, pretty much.
And can I just say on this, when are we getting a psychic on the show? That's all I've wanted.
I'm not having John Edward on this show.
Oh, but I think he must have just left Australia. He was here, as he is every year.
Is it bad? I don't believe in any of that.
I would love to think that is all real.
Have I told you a story about why I don't believe that?
Because you watch Casper?
No, actually, I won't go into it. I'll tell you off air. This is an off air conversation. It's not one I've brought bring on air. Mm-hmm. Or sorry, not even in podcast form.
I feel like
back a few years ago, I did say it on air. Mm. I'm not going to bring it back up.
So
right
we're not going to do a paranormal podcast?
Probably not.
Could we do a Halloween themed podcast?
Oh, I'm here for that.
Can we just do a normal program?
He seems like he's in pain.
I don't like themes. I just want to do it.
Famous last word.
Do it.
Fair enough.
Is that okay with you guys? Can we just do what we do for 2 hours and then chat
a
little
bit
about it?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
It's fine. And just for the record, the 28th of October is our last show of the month. So, you know, if we can get 3-4 days before Halloween, we can get away with that, can't we?
I'm lost.
You just mentioned Halloween.
Catherine did. I said I don't like things.
You've both just short-circuited, and I'm not here for it.
Well, we did the heavy lifting in the last 2 hours. We spoke.
Yeah, and that's exhausting, speaking.
Yep. So at least I now know where my place in this team is. That's fine. Thanks, guys.
It was a joke.
Oh, headphones off.
I'm out.
Does this mean, because we've been following a couple of other radio programs across the morning while we've been on air.
They said fuck. It's not very...
Swearing.
Okay.
But there was also a storm out. And so you've just done one of the sins and Jack's just done the other. Me, squeaky clean
as per
usual.
I did it for context, right? I wasn't actually meaning to say it. But, you know, we haven't had one in the pod in a while, so...
And we should be proud of that.
Mm-hmm. No more after that.
And yet you've ruined it.
What do you mean I've ruined it?
You've ruined the track record. You've sullied this podcast episode.
Oh, if only the world said fuck more, eh?
Stop swearing.
Can we move on, please?
We progressed in recent weeks, and now we're regressing, and you don't want to regress.
No.
It's a fun word to say, though.
No, it is not. Moving on.
They say people are more intelligent that swear a lot. I don't really believe it.
They do say that, but it doesn't really apply to you, though, mate. Let's be realistic here.
See, you should have ended the podcast earlier. You set yourself up for that one.
On that note,
zip sympathy.
I'm going to go and find myself.
Good.
And I think we'll be back next week, or it might just be breakfast with Jack Misson.
Oh.
Bayside doesn't want that, and the world doesn't
finally,
want that.
Finally, we give the people what they want.
No.
You know, you've got more likers than you think.
Likers.
Mm. Likers.
Not lovers. Love's too strong a phrase. Likers.
Aww.
Admirers.
Admirers I'm a fan of.
Mm. Well, find someone so that you're a honourable hare. Let's go to the podcast.
Have a good podcast, guys. Take care.
Bye.
Ciao.
On 88.3 Southern FM, this is Breakfast with Carl and Catherine.
7 o'clock in the morning.
Happy Monday to you, second week of July, 5 minutes past seven. Good to be with you. Morning.
Morning. How are we, Bayside?
We are here. We are ready to go.
We are.
And you know what? It must be school holidays because it was a smooth drive in and there was a park out the front.
It was just beautiful. It was like being on a freeway this morning, nothing but green.
I love that.
Hey, big developments in this team this morning.
What's that?
A certain member of the team is back on the coffees.
Who, me?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, I know. I am, actually.
Wow, clearly not at the moment, Producer Jack.
Is my mic on?
Yes.
Good. Good times. Well, look, it's the thing. I think I'm falling apart. Carl's coming back together.
What
KP, I don't know. You're just normal. So we're covering all three
that
bases.
That is quite possibly the nicest thing you've ever said
You
to
look
me.
Better than ever this morning.
All right, what have I done? I'm feeling nervous now. This is very, very unusual.
I tell you what, the mailbag is loaded. There's going on. This is Gina G, just a little bit, to get us underway for your Monday morning. Monday breakfast here on the Sounds of the Bayside, 88.3 Southern FM.
Morning!
You've got mail with Carl and Catherine.
You certainly
now,
do.
You were the one that pushes the button for that. Yeah. That should not have scared you like it just did.
Well, I'll tell you what's happened, right? People have been fiddling with knobs in the studio. We have little knobs, volume control knobs. And I didn't quite get my volume right when the intro played this morning.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, it's a bit faint, but I'll deal with it. I'd rather it be lower than higher. And then coming out of a bit of Gina G there, I fiddled with the knob and it's gone so loud when it's gone, you've got, and I'm like, okay. I didn't really need that loud. Anyway, mailbag. I am very concerned for the residents of Bayside.
Oh, okay.
I am very concerned. I'm worried there's a lot of accidents happening that can be avoided.
Mm-hmm.
And if I needed any evidence of that,
if you have crashed your car again.
No, I haven't crashed my car yet.
If you have scraped your car.
No, haven't done any of those things in the last week, thankfully, touch wood. Don't jinx me. You put it out there in the universe and sometimes things like this happen. It's not going to happen, though. I will refuse to let it happen to me. Anyway, I have turned right into my street across the weekend coming home and there is an elderly person on a walker on the road, just walking on the road. I'm not even kidding. I don't know what it is and it seems to always be in my street. I want to make sure they're safe, okay? But
So did you pull over, wind your window down,
no,
help across the street?
I couldn't even drive into my driveway because they're walking with their walker at their pace. I won't out them for being slow. They're going at their pace and they're just leisurely strolling on a Sunday. Ha 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 ha. There is a footpath. You can quietly cross the footpath and go up that footpath. No. It has to be on a road. It is not a vehicle.
Well, technically it has four wheels, so I would argue it could
be. No. Not ones that go 2 kilometres an hour. That does not classify it as a vehicle. I'm seriously worried, but it's not the first time I've seen this in my street. And I feel like if it's happening in my street, it's happening right across Bayside.
Well, I mean, the thing is, when you look at the broader council here, City of Melbourne, they're a fan of the bike lane. Why don't we have a walker frame? So we'll go walker frame, bike frame, e-scooter. Bang, bang, bang,
well,
actual car lanes.
That just really explains the demographic around this area a little bit, doesn't it?
Oh, he's got it in for you today, Bayside.
It just seems a little bit like that. No, look, you know, we've got a lot of great people in this area, but I am really concerned that maybe we need people, if the council want to come up with a new initiative.
Oh,
Bayside
go.
Council, if you're listening right now,
no, don't
this
listen.
Isn't expanding into
listen.
Kingston. This is specifically to Bayside around the area because it's happening in this area. You need to be looking out for us a bit more, and particularly the elderly.
For us or them?
The greater Bayside. Honestly, it's not the first time, though. And you think that was, like, crazy.
Mm.
There is another person who I've seen who deliberately uses a walker at the early hours of the morning. So I'm talking right now
when
it's dark.
Go back. What do you mean deliberately uses a walker? They may need a walker.
Okay, I take that back. I didn't mean it that way. They may not need one, but in this instance, they're deliberately using one. And they're wearing high vis and walking on the road.
Yeah, but that's good, though. High vis.
No, but, like... Who's coming up with this? Who's encouraging people that need these kinds of things?
Listen, just because you don't have your walker's license, you don't have to get jealous, okay?
Well, I was one of the first to get my pen license, so maybe I'd be one of the first people to get a walker's license.
Hey, listen, if you keep talking like that, I think you may be.
I was very concerned.
People may meet you outside. Okay, so thank you for submitting your own letter into the mailbox. That was appreciated.
Okay, bit, sorry.
I have received a lot of feedback too. Do you feel better for saying that?
Yeah, I actually do.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I had to get it out there because there's been a few incidents.
Well, I'm glad because I can't tell you the amount of people in my week last week. I was just doing normal K-Pal business, going to work, socialising, and everyone would stop me in my tracks and say, what on earth happened to Latte the Rabbit?
Oh,
the people are disappointed. The people are heartbroken and... I just want you to know that I've had to cop a lot of that last week. So
you had to cop the brunt of Latte.
Yep. It had nothing to do with me. And then I had to be like your media representative and be like, Mr. Bianco's made his comment. Unfortunately, there's nothing else that can be said.
I got an update. Latte is happy and in a pen full of other rabbits.
That's a big change for Latte.
By other rabbits, I don't mean like a rabbit pen, like as in like 100 of rabbits. I mean, like 3 or 4. Like, it's a family that own rabbits already, and she seems a lot happier.
So, Latte is female. We established that. What are the genders of the other rabbits in there? Because I think we may be getting some baby chinos.
No. I mean, I don't know, to be fair. I haven't really got any... That's good by you.
Thank you. It took a second.
I haven't really gotten a full update as far as who her new partners are. However... If anything happens, I will keep you informed.
Yeah, life in the hutch.
To be honest, I don't really know if I'll ever hear any more updates about Latte.
Well, good on Latte. Well done, Bianco. Keep our elderly safe.
I got a 14-year-old senile dog I got to worry about in the meantime.
Senile.
Okay, well, here's...
Hey, maybe Fifi needs a walker.
I'm really glad I can actually listen through my cans today, my headphones.
Now, did we explain what happened last week on air? Or was that purely podcast or purely behind the scenes?
I think it was a bit of everything, but I was flatsies in a big way because I went to go chuck them on and they were broken.
It wasn't that they were broken. You had dislocated one of the arms. In fact, I made that joke last time, so we definitely talked about it on air.
The thing is, though, I only need one small thing out of line to really throw me out. Want the smallest of things.
And really, last week, Jack? Who would have thought?
No, but I'm serious. Like, Jack, you can weigh in here. That really irritated me. But that wasn't a small thing. That was, all right, lazy Jack in the bed. Just going to put my feet up.
I'm just relaxing here, guys. Don't mind me.
Producer Jack, right. You do know you can move the microphone, right? You don't have to position yourself at the microphone.
But it'll sound like rubbish if I do it. So I'm not, I learned from that.
That's commitment.
I thought it sounded like rubbish regardless.
Rude.
Anyway,
carry on.
The headphones are back in line. But you know what is out of line? I have been rattled by something. Another thing around Bayside. But this,
it's going to be so petty. Wait for this.
But the thing is, right, this isn't specifically related to something in Bayside.
So when...
Okay.
Hang on.
It's related but not specific. Okay. And I'll get to that in a second. But I want to pose this question to both of you.
Mm.
Do you care about your name?
My name?
Hmm.
Not really, no.
Either part of it, Catherine or Pow, like...
Like, in what way? Like, as in, if someone were to insult me, I bring out a sword and say, you've dishonored the family name.
How much do you care about your name?
Like, I mean, it's my name.
Mm-hmm. Jack, how much do you care about your name?
I don't care about my first name. Definitely care about my surname because it ends with me. Really grim, but... But legit, like, that's my thoughts around it. I'm like,
it ends with me.
It ends with me.
Is it because you are the hair? Is that what they call it?
Are you
hair?
Just,
hair!
Are you? Wow. Okay. Right. So, to pull the curtain back on Monday breakfast, I've recently shaved my head and it's grown back. And you...
Aren't you the hair? Or the air?
It's spelt like hair. H-A-I-R. But it's
air. Like air.
That's one of your best...
I don't know.
I will only ever see producer Jack now as a single piece of hair. You are the hair.
But that's what you are.
The heir to the throne.
Yeah, you are the one that carries the
name. Jeez, anyway.
Wow.
So, okay, all right. So that you've had that response. I am in a similar boat, mind you. Mm-hmm. I'm the lone Bianco in my family tree to continue the name, be it if I do or not.
Hey, I think both of you are thinking about this in a very non-traditional way, because for me, if I had a child,
sorry,
why can't my child's
my
name
bad.
Be
Cal? I apologise. I didn't factor that in. Factor that in. If you're going by traditional means, I know it's acceptable these days by any name.
Which means that the Bianco name doesn't end with you, does with you still, miss, and that doesn't help you.
Well, hang on. That's... Anyway, we won't visit that right now. I'm going back to my initial point here. I'm not getting angry about what you just said.
Self-control, KP. Wow.
But do you really care about Missin as a surname?
No, just for the sentimental.
Do you really care
of...
about Powell as a surname?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't be Kapow if I didn't have the Powell. So I like my last name.
I'm in a situation
where
my last name, Bianco, is a very common word, particularly in the Italian dictionary.
Well, it means white.
That's what I mean. It's very common. You go and order some wine, you get some Bianco. You know, it is everywhere.
Yep.
However, I have been irritated by an area in Bayside because I have seen my last name used. And the context is perfect.
I know exactly what you're talking
about. The context is perfectly reasonable. And when I initially saw it, I was like, that annoyed me. But what's annoyed me even more is in my ad preferences on social media, it keeps coming up.
You know what's so funny? I saw what you're talking about and... I was in two minds. I was like, do I tell him or do I let him figure it out himself? And I've been waiting for this day because I knew you wouldn't like it. And here we are.
No. So I know that it's there. I know what it is. And I'm not going to label it out of respect because it's a commercial entity, property. And I don't want to defame it or clearly make it known where it is or what it is. But I've seen the name. And it's annoyed me. I feel like I deserve something because of it.
Should they have asked your permission before they actually started business there?
No, Bianco? But the thing is, right, it's just, it's got me riled up. I feel annoyed over the fact that something has been named and it includes my last name.
This is not making you look very good.
No, I know.
But by you saying
that, objective.
That's like me bringing up Glenn Powell, the actor, and saying, hey, you've got my last name.
No,
give me half your
earnings.
I'm
honored.
Like,
there's Tony Bianco out there. There's all these different kinds of Biancos. And I'm like, that's cool. But in this context, when it's... No,
that's cool.
In this context, when I see something and it's named after me, I'm like, you meddling. Anyway. I just wanted to throw that in and see if anybody else feels that way. 0404 000 736.
I can't wait for the text line on
this. Have you ever felt this way? Maybe I'll put it up online on socials, or do I just leave this one and go?
What? And just only one. Bianco's weigh in. So
no.
It's you, your mum, your sister, your cousin.
Your dad.
Fifi the dog.
No, she can't talk.
Oh. Fifi Bianco. That's cute.
Okay. No, I mean, like, if your surname, do you get irritated by seeing your surname, a name that you... really care about, used elsewhere? That's the question. It's not Bianco. It's not just Bianco. It could be Powell, could be Missin, could be Smith, could be Tyrus. I don't know. I'm just throwing names out there. We'll go to a break. Carl and Catherine with you for your Monday morning. I'm sure it's going to get better. What's happening?
Listen, big night for reality TV last night in Australia. Dancing with the Stars, the new season, hosted by Sonia Kruger.
Hey,
and
speaking
DCB.
Of,
yes.
That's all right. No, I just met somebody who played a big part in that over the years.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Yes, it was on last night, and very upsettingly, Julie Goodwin was meant to take to the dance floor. She cannot.
Why is that?
Because she has a calf injury, so she's out for a couple of weeks. But they've split it across two episodes, so the first round. But anyway, irrelevant, because I don't want to talk about the Australian season. I want to talk about the American one. Because a headline caught my attention last week that is so fabulous that it would have been rude not to bring up. Now, Jason Mraz, of I'm Yours fame.
Don't allow me to say the first line of that song that he was famous for.
Yes. He appeared in the recent season of Dancing with the Stars. Did very well. He came second. However, in a recent interview, he conceded that although he did very well in the competition, maybe he didn't want to be there. And there was a point at about the week two, week three mark. Because from what I understand, the US season goes for a very long time. It is a whole production. I know the Australian one, I think it goes for maybe like a month and a half, tops. This one goes much longer and it's much more involved. But Jason Mraz, and this is the headline that I read that I fell in love with, begged friends to stop voting for him to win TV competition so he could see his cat. The I'm Yours singer discussed his run on season 32 of Dancing with the Stars during an appearance on actor Jesse Tyler Ferguson's podcast, Dinner on Me. Very good podcast, by the way. 2 or 3 weeks in, Mraz says, I realised I'm probably going to be here the whole time, confident, and I'm terrified, and I have to cancel all my plans for the entire rest of the year, and I'm missing my cat terribly, Mraz said of his time on the show last year. And I start telling my friends, stop voting for me, because the only way I can get off this show is if I don't get enough votes. What a terrible position to be in.
Serious question. Other than I'm Yours, does Jason Mraz have any other good music?
No, he had that other one.
I'm Yours. It's had such an effect on you, can't even name what it is.
Please hold. Talk amongst yourselves for a second.
According to this Google entry, I'm Yours is number one. Lucky is behind.
Oh, yeah, Lucky, I'm in love with my best friend.
Mm.
That was big on Glee.
Mm.
And I won't give up on us. Even if the skies get rough.
Oh, that's very nice of you to say that.
I knew Mraz would stitch me up. I just knew it.
He always does. He's always stitched us up on this show. See? He even stitched me up right then.
I just love the fact that, like, I mean, it's one thing to think it, but another thing to say, I knew I was too popular, so I begged my, and you would assume for it to pack a punch, hundreds of friends, he would have had to have said, stop voting for me.
Can I ask a genuine question?
Yes.
When are we going to see new TV shows that interest people?
Like
formats that have been devised in the last couple of years that are different from things that have been around for 30 years?
I think you are underestimating the power of Dr. Chris Brown on Dancing with the Stars. Also,
oh,
can I just
on.
Say,
he's
a bit awkward. Sonia Kruger, all she did the whole night last night, I said I'd give it a chance and watch one episode. All she did was make jokes about Daryl Summers not being there. So, like, when Julie spoke about her very painful calf injury, she goes, oh, Julie, I know exactly what that feels like. I had to have major surgery this year. And they were like, what? And she goes, yeah, I had a host amputated.
You know what?
And then at another point, when Dr. Chris was welcomed onto the dance floor, she said, wow, Daryl, I don't know what you did, but you look so much better. Yikes.
I reckon that's highly disrespectful to a legend of this country.
The man's just been named Victorian of the Year.
That's what I mean.
He's just been kicked square in the shins.
You give someone an honour like that, and then all of a sudden on a live television show.
Not live.
Well,
pre-recorded.
You know what? If that probably speaks volumes in itself. Television is dead because it's not live anymore. Anyway, this is Chapel Roan. Good luck, babe. I think that's what Jason Mraz said when he. You know what? I'm just going to play it. If you're hearing closely the end of the song, that's generally how we perform as well. No, I'm just kidding. It's Carl and Catherine with you for your Monday morning. I can't speak for you. I speak on behalf of myself.
You can't speak at all today.
Sorry. I would argue I'm speaking a lot better today than I have in the last 3 weeks because I've had coffee. And
the hallelujah chorus
when you get
has
coffee
been playing this whole time
into your veins before 8 a.m. I tell you what.
Will you concede now that you felt terrible and you'll never do that again?
Do you know what, though? You say that, and I actually walked in this morning and I felt all right. It took 3 weeks, but I finally got to the point where I'm like, you know what? I can live without coffee. And guess what I did? I drank it.
Mm-hmm.
I did have to have one yesterday, though. I got to work quite early.
Yeah.
And I only had about 3 hours sleep.
Ooh.
There was an event that happened in the household across the weekend.
An event?
Oh, I say event. There was a dinner outing which led to people coming back to the house.
Oh, okay.
And I was just like, it was creeping up to midnight. And I'm like, this isn't good.
Was something evil lurking in the dark?
Yep.
Thank you, Miss. I knew you would get that.
Yeah, no, I know what you were talking about. Thriller.
Thank you.
Yeah. So anyway, time flies, and I look at the time. It's 1:30. I'm still not in bed. I've got to be up at 5. Well, actually, 4:30. I got up. I managed to get to work okay, and I didn't feel too bad, which is okay, but I had to break that no coffee for 3 weeks. Now I've broken the seal. Is everything all right there? I just looked over. I was about to go into what I'm actually intending to talk about, and I see a producer going as though he's just let one rip.
No, it's like you're about to sneeze. Going,
yes, exactly. Yeah, no, it came over me, and I thought, oh, do I need to leave this studio in a hurry? And then I lost it, so, you know.
Well, that's it's not really on brand for you. You never leave the studio regardless of what's coming out.
Excuse me.
Hey, can we get back onto your topic,
yeah, please?
Yeah, please. Yes, I will. And we've had a message in as well. Deanna, who listens to the program
a lot. We
love
Deanna.
She said that her last name is a name that's also used on our wine brand.
What's Deanna's last name?
And they have a winery.
Name?
Well, out of respect, I don't want to relay it on air.
Well, you can't.
Okay.
But it's a known one. It's a known brand. And they have a winery in Victoria. And she says, doesn't faze her. And she was perplexed as to why Bianco was
a trigger point.
Yep, mm-hmm. It is. It is. Anyway, I wanted to talk about when you've visited a venue, but you haven't gone there for the purpose it's intended to be used for.
Okay.
You ever done that? It's like, you know, year 12, you go to the MCG for your valedictory. You're not going to
Wow, someone went to a nice school.
I did, actually. Thanks for...
Jeez.
That's where we had ours. And I have since learned they don't have it there anymore.
Hmm.
That was good, actually. It wasn't too bad. But you know when you do that, you go somewhere and you don't go there for the purpose, yeah. It'd be like going to Southland for medical stuff.
It's like my friend used to attend a church that was in Village Cinemas at Southland.
I went to a night spot across the weekend, a local one. Mm. Didn't go there for the night spot.
Why do you call it a night spot?
Well, it's an entertainment venue.
Okay.
Anyway, that didn't sound much better.
Ew.
Check my bank balance. Whoa. No, it wasn't like that at all.
Would you like to clean this up, please?
I promise it was nothing.
A nightclub is what we're talking about.
We're talking about a night entertainment venue.
A nightclub.
A nightclub in St Kilda. I went to a pub, shall we say. It's more like a pubby venue.
The shmishby.
A posh venue. Anyway, they got a really good restaurant, and I went to the restaurant. And that's all I went for.
Yeah, good.
But you know what annoys me is I'm not even in the venue and someone says, Carl. I'm like, did someone just say my name or am I hearing things? I think I need to go get a hearing test. I turn around. It was someone I knew and I'm just like, oh, yeah, I'm going for dinner. I'll catch up with you later. Didn't catch up with that person later.
Carl.
I literally just went in there to eat with people I wanted to eat with and I didn't even go and eat the eggplant parma like I was hyped up to eat. I end up settling for a steak, and it was underwhelming.
I'm really glad I brought up the venue name now.
No, you didn't. No, it was good. It actually was. I enjoyed it. It just was not as hot as what I would have hoped for. And they didn't have the soft drink I wanted to drink on Saturday night.
Because,
you know, the tap had run out. Who runs out of soft drink on a tap? Honestly, you'd think they'd have reserves for years at a joint
See,
like I went
the
to.
The MCG would never.
No. Do you know what I had to settle for in the end?
Oh, get the man some violins, please.
I had soda water with lime.
That is so depressing.
Mm. Ugh. And I got charged for it too. The previous
you
time I went.
It.
Oh, thanks. Previous time I went to this menu, I got free drinks.
Okay.
Not that I was drinking
anything.
Well,
I didn't realize that we were graced by the King of St Kilda.
No.
Jack.
No, it's not like that at all. Okay. Anyway, 0404 000 736. Love to hear from you if you've ever gone to a venue and you didn't go for its intended purpose. Have you ever been to one?
I'm trying to think.
Jack, any you go to that you're not meant to go to for that reason?
No, funnily enough.
Okay.
No, I got nothing.
But hang on. Is that question relevant? Because if it's a restaurant, you've gone for the purpose of the restaurant. So therefore, you're going for the purpose in which it's designed,
but it's not known for being a restaurant. It's not. You go there to partay.
Yeah, but also if it's a restaurant.
There's food and drink to be consumed at said establishment.
Oh, yes, yeah, there is. Yeah, without a doubt, you can. But you don't go there necessarily for the food. There's a lot of other nice venues in St Kilda.
You do go there for the food.
The food's great. Jack and I frequented there.
Yes, I've had I'll tell you about an outing at the Shmeshby in
don't
the
bring it up.
Okay.
Don't bring it up.
You mentioned it. Let's get a rack.
I want to know on 0404 000 736, am I lazy or am I a genius?
Depends.
And I ask this question because I was attacked by
a magpie.
A colleague at work last week. So at the moment, my boss is away. She's been away in full for 3 weeks. We've got one more week before she's back. So I have been running a very loosey-goosey ship, let's just be honest. Anyway, it was Thursday last week. I have an amazing team who has been really working hard to make sure that we're getting what we need to get done every day. And unfortunately for the last week, one of the girls that's on the team is moving to another team. So I had it in my head on our last day, I wanted to shout the team lunch to say thank you for all their hard work. Said lunch had to be pushed forward to last Thursday because I wanted her involved. And the place that we wanted to get lunch from is like a 5-minute walk max from the office.
Yeah.
It was cold outside. It was drizzling. And to be honest with you, normally this place, because it's so popular, it takes its sweet time. So the whole team wanted to go down to this establishment to pick what they wanted. And I just thought, you know, that's half an hour out of time we don't have for an entire team to go and organize lunch by the time we get back. You know, it's going to be too close a time to when we have to really focus.
Mm.
So I made a captain's call that the team were happy with, but a certain colleague was not, and did something I thought I'd never do in my life.
You ride-shared it, didn't you?
I did.
Got it delivered.
I did.
Wow.
And there's something about your order getting picked up and then seeing a tiny line between where it's coming from to where it's going that was incredibly shameful.
Now, can I just add some context here? We both work together in the same building, and the particular location where the building is, it's a narrow strip and it's one way either side.
Yes.
So if you're a rideshare delivery driver and you're picking up in a car, you're going to have to go down one way, go to the set of lights and go down the other way and then park on one side and cross the road to deliver.
Ah, but this is where you're wrong.
Because they were on a bike, weren't they?
Correct.
Yeah, it doesn't make it any better.
Anyway, so instead of going on a little team excursion, I get the notification. Said person is on their way. I say, fabulous. I get in the lift. I go down 7 flights, get out, grab it, come back. Walk back up, and my colleague said, "You cannot be serious."
I'm with you.
First of all, free delivery. Second of all, the guy was lovely, and he said, "Oh, that's the easiest trip ever. I appreciate it because it gets his work count up as well." And we were just having a good chat downstairs. Food.
You were chatting to the delivery person.
Always.
Wow.
Food piping hot. Team, super productive, because that half an hour we would have had waiting down there ourselves, we got all our work done. So what could we do? We could actually sit and enjoy the food. And it was an all-in-all good experience. So as I said, I've been accused as being lazy.
Yep, it's
on
very
one
lazy.
Hand.
It's very
but
lazy.
Others have also said that I'm a genius, and I'm not going to deny people of that compliment if they choose to put that upon me. Because it doesn't happen often, I can tell
no,
you.
No, see, like, I feel like you really should have sent one of the team members to go
no,
down with your card
not.
And get it.
No, if anyone was to go, it would have been me. I don't like sending people to do anything.
Okay, well, I don't believe that because you sent our producer to go and get coffee this morning.
I did not. You did.
We both did. So that's a...
Not me.
Coordinated
not me.
Decision.
Not me.
Yeah.
Producer
said,
Jack,
you can it's coffee time. I said,
like.
Coffee time, I ordered them.
Yeah. And did I have any part in today's coffee?
Yes, you did.
You consumed them. So, therefore, you're
part of the problem.
Yeah, but I didn't say, miss and go and get the coffee.
You have before.
You have actually said that.
I'll pay you, go get them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's a bit different when you're on air.
That's all my role is in this team.
I know about it. I feel like there's a difference.
No, all my role is in this team
that's
is just getting coffee. Yes,
that's
it is.
Not true.
You are the third part of this program.
I'm the third wheel, yes.
Just because you're not in the label or the name doesn't
mean...
In the label?
In the brand?
Branding. I'm on the brand.
Yeah, it's not Carl, Catherine, and Jack.
Why
is
it?
It's Carl and Catherine with Jack.
Featuring Jack.
Featuring Jack.
With a touch of Jack. That sounds weird.
Oh, okay, on that note.
A sprinkle of Jack.
Doesn't sound any better.
You're not making it any better, KP.
I'm trying to divert from the question.
You're not.
But I'm being accused
But to answer your question, yes, within a half hour bracket, you can order via rideshare. I've done it before.
Carl, Catherine, thank you.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks, Catherine.
You're listening to Carl and Catherine.
This is Reese Mastany, and listening to Carl and Catherine.
On 88.3 Southern FM, this is Breakfast with Carl and Catherine.
Here we go!
It most certainly is a big good morning to you, Bayside. Carl, Catherine, with producer Jack here on 88.3 Southern FM. We may have had a production meeting.
Live
in
on
the
air?
Was it on air or
yes,
was it,
it was.
Not?
We mentioned it.
Oh, okay. Well, with starring producer Jack, I don't know. The jury's still out.
Starring. I realised it's Breakfast with Jack Misson and his accompanists. Accompanies.
Oh, no. Acquaintances, yes.
His hairs. Yeah, that was
thank
funny.
You. Thank you, thank Catherine.
You. You know I butcher the English language like no one else.
Hey, that's why we love you. As I just trumped. Oh, my God.
We just butchered this intro.
That's very good by you. That is very good by you. Ah, oh, that's what we... Oh.
I was getting so into it. I'm sorry.
Had to be a professional 101. Catherine hey. Power. I think it's... Oh, Loki. Queen for the day. Featuring
Loki?
Rachel Barra. There's a bit of a sort of mix, clearly.
Wow.
You know when you have a playlist, right, and you shuffle it? I've been doing that a lot more lately. I just go, you know what? I'm going to listen to music, shuffle, and then I come across songs I've never heard before, and I'm like, that is going to get played on Monday. And guess what? It did.
Well, this is the perfect segue into what I want to talk about.
That's
because
what I'm here for. You're welcome.
You're shuffling. Every day you're shuffling.
Beep, 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 beep,
I
beep, beep.
Have... decided to introduce a new element to my listening habits. Now, I am a big fan of driving to work with good music on. I think it really just sets the tone for your day.
I echo it. But is there a particular playlist that you go to, or do you just shuffle?
Wow. Thank you for asking, Carl, because I have decided to... I have my own playlists, and I use them a lot, but I've decided to give the responsibility to somebody else. And on the app that I stream my music, there is a new fella in town.
Oh, yes. Your imaginary fella.
Yes. Through the power of AI, this little guy makes a playlist every day of music and talks me through why he has made the decisions that he has.
Now playing Catherine's daily mix too.
And it goes, you know, these next few songs, blah, 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 blah. And 9 times out of 10, he is fabulous.
Why does it sound like Fat Boy? No, not Fat Boy. What's his name? What's the song he sings? The one that always comes out here. Oh,
Crazy.
No. Fat Man Scoop.
Oh, yeah. If you got a $20
Serious
deal,
question.
Put your
why
hand
does
up?
That voice sound like Fat Man Scoop? Did he get paid to do it?
No.
Because it's like a replica.
Mm. Anyway, this thing was going... It was going really well. But, like...
Sorry. The key was itching into my leg. I just felt right. a weird
It's an
sensation.
Audio medium, mate. Right. Come on.
Thank you. No, sorry. I just had to
quickly
get that out.
Yeah, I didn't realise this was the ASMR component of the show.
And that's the secret sound. You get a drink bottle today if you can guess what it is. It was just itching. I'm really
it's
sorry.
It's Carl's used one. Anyway.
Okay.
We don't have merch here.
No, it's just that execution.
Okay. Anyway, please. So I was driving to work the other day, and we work in the media, all three of us. We contribute
somewhat.
To media content.
Yeah.
And there is a duty of care when it comes to media that
you
we
sure?
don't defame people.
Are you sure?
Well, this is the
have
thing.
Have you really worked in media?
Yes, I have. Trust me. Anyway, I don't defame people on this radio station.
Oh,
right?
Well.
So I would like to think that it's a two-way street.
Yep.
And people don't say stuff that is inaccurate about me. And this is where I would like to challenge this little robot guy on this little app.
Oh, what's he said?
Because I'm not kidding. My phone nearly went flying out my window on a major arterial last week.
I would have loved to have seen that.
Driving, because he said something so inaccurate about my listening habits that it made me feel sick.
Can I just make a prediction of what he said? Okay, Catherine, you've been listening to a lot of Zach Bryan, so let's get in some Catherine's country classics.
I would have preferred that because you know what he said?
Hang on a second, Zach Bryan.
What did I say?
You said Zach Bryan. I think you meant Luke Bryan, didn't you, mate?
Yeah,
I
one margarita,
I combine every
margarita.
Country singer three because margarita. They all sound the same. Well, we just spoke. Can we agree to never do that again, please?
That was very confusing
was
for all involved.
Who was talking? Where was that conversation going?
Anyway.
That's why you're my... No, I'm kidding.
My little robot guy as I'm driving along, feel good tunes, he goes, now I'm going to play one of a sample of songs from one of your top artists. And I'm like, great. Who is it? Is it Billie Eilish? Is it Olivia Rodrigo? Is it, you know, there's several people that I've been listening to extensively across this year. You would know because it's in our playlist all the time. You know who he said is one of my top artists?
I had to think.
Pitbull. Never. No, no disrespect to Pitbull. He makes great stuff. But never in my lifetime would have I said, and I've got the receipts because I've got my certain summary that I get from said app at the end of each year, has Pitbull ever been one of my top artists? And the worst part was he said it so confidently. I'm going to play some stuff from one of your top artists. It was swift, it was abrupt, and it was factually inaccurate. And the worst part was when they do this, there's like seven songs. So then I had to, I nearly gave myself RSI skipping through all the Pitbull to get back to my regular listening habits.
See, this is why I'm very happy that I've migrated to the other style of phones. Because when I wear a watch of that brand and I'm in the car and if I do not like the song I'm playing, I'll say, hey Siri.
Hang on, can I just paint the visual for people at home?
Hey Siri.
He's got his arm up.
Play some Ministry of Sound for me.
He's actually speaking into his wrist like it's a visual medium.
And then look, I've got some Ministry of Sound playing.
You did not just...
Just for the sake of it. But I do that and that's what happens. It plays for me.
Sorry, Bayside.
Can I just say, I'm really disappointed though that your playlist provider didn't sort of read my mind and go into what Carl's listening to in his playlist, then all of a sudden this starts playing.
Gosh.
It clearly did because it went to Pitbull.
There's just something about hearing Meet Me at the Hotel Motel Holiday Inn on the way to work the vibe,
I'll,
you know?
I'll make your vibe better. I'll play Tones and I, okay?
Please. And quick. Can I just ask the room and Bayside as well, 0404 000 736? Quick question. Where do we all stand on UGG boots?
It's presto, in Italian, it's presto di mani. Good question.
Oh, presto domani.
I think that's what it is. I could be wrong, but I remember
I probably
in high
absolutely
school,
said something completely different.
Presto is quick. Domani. Anyway, work it out.
Thank you.
Because I'll tell you why I know that. It's because in high school, when I was studying Italian with my cohort, they would always, there was one guy in the class that would say, quick question. And so someone thought, well, you know what? I'm going to work out how to say it in Italian. Can we continue?
Cool story, bro.
Thanks, man. Do you want to add beans to it?
What?
I don't know.
Hey, in French,
forget I even said anything.
Femme la bouche. Shut your mouth.
Sorry?
Amazing.
Thank you.
You've got a very dirty mouth today.
I want to know 0404 000 736. When it comes to UGG boots as a fashion item, are they for in the house or are they for out the house?
Ooh.
Can you walk the streets of Bayside in your Uggies?
No.
Blanket
way. Ruled, no. Proper footwear or no footwear?
Well, it's...
No footwear.
Well, not advisable, but if it's a hot day...
Since when have you...
That's disgusting.
Have you ever seen him barefoot anywhere? Where do you think you are?
I'm going to go barefoot right now.
Please
no, probably
don't.
Not.
Please don't.
Do you know what? No, I'm not going to do that. I would never do that. I don't like wearing... Well, I say that, and sometimes around the house when I'm lazy, you know, yeah, I do go a bit barefoot.
Yeah, but that's different. You're not doing it out.
I hate wearing shoes in the house. I like to just go with socks.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And then I've migrated to using slippers because I was bought slippers.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah. They're not too bad. But I find I slip over in slippers a lot.
Yeah.
It's in the name, isn't it? Slippers?
Yeah, but I don't think you're meant to. Have you got the wrong size?
Mm. Maybe.
Okay, KP, why are you bringing this up?
I'm bringing this
Let's
up.
Let's move on from slipper chat.
Thank you, Producer Jack. The reason I ask is because the internet is divided at the moment. UGG boots have made a comeback, much like many other things from the 90s and early noughties. And I remember when I was in high school, a lot of people would walk around on casual dress day in their trackies and their Uggies, and that was a thing. And it would appear that the trend is coming back, but it would appear that Gen Zs think that UGG boots should be used and be allowed to be worn out and about. The millennials are saying to the Gen Zs, listen, we have lived this trauma before. We know we've heard this story before. We didn't like the ending. We're trying to warn you, do not wear your UGG boots out and about. And the debate has been something to behold, really. It's been very interesting.
I've never worn them. I'm a big boot man. I don't mind boots.
Okay.
But not UGG boots.
Right. Yeah, Carl likes the real high upper thigh boots. That's the kind of boot that Carl
likes.
No,
not like that.
Yeah.
I'm not a cowboy. Yeehaw. It's not like that at all.
He boot scoots.
No, like, I take pride in having a really nice brown boot.
Mm-hmm. A brown boot?
A brown boot. Mm.
Or like a brown or a dark brown.
Well, can I say, we are how far into winter now? Like, halfway through?
They're comfy.
This is my first ankle boot I have worn
this whole
season.
I booted up not too long ago. I bought some new ones from my go-to boot shop.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually kind of disappointed I went down to that level again, to be honest.
Went down to that level?
Yeah, well, I hadn't been too thrilled with the boot place I generally go to for boots.
Mm.
There are more prominent boot stores out there.
Mm.
And I was going to go to one of those and be like, I want a really nice pair of boots. And then I was at a place that you used to work.
Mm.
Not the actual store.
I was
going to
say, you really do like a high boot.
Went to a DFO, a direct factory outlet, and got sucked in by one of the outlets. Mm.
Can I tell you?
Two for one.
Having spent many a year working in a shoe store, nothing is a greater thrill for me, even all these years on, than getting into winter and only having to worry about putting high boots on myself and not having to assist other people squeezing into long boots. And then the worst part of that job was then if the boot got stuck, it would be my responsibility to yeet it off a person's foot.
Did you have sanitizer right next to you 24/7?
Yeah, it was pretty gross.
Disgusting.
I can't think of anything worse than touching someone's toes.
Well, I didn't touch the toes,
but
I was
close
exposed.
It's like you pull it out and, felt a toe.
But the one thing, though, of my retail time, and this is a true story, the one thing I cannot do is if I see somebody wearing shoes that are the wrong size for them, I can't unsee it. Still, at some point, I'm hoping this will be shaken off because it is an annoying observation, but it really upsets me.
Well, I'm going to upset you even further, KP. Are you aware that my feet are 1.5 sizes different?
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, but when I'm looking at your runners now, are they the same size?
The bigger size is used, and then so.
See, it's quite there are people out there who are two sizes down.
Do you have to buy two different shoe sizes? So
did I not just ask
a 9 and 11.5 or something?
Did I just not ask?
Well, we were basically saying it at the same time.
No.
I reckon I was easily a minute ahead there.
You're about a minute ahead, KP, and you weren't listening again, Carl. You were just looking down.
So what's your shoe size?
About an 11.
Oh.
What are you?
See, this is the thing, right? I have a fat foot.
Yeah.
I've got fat feet. I don't have long feet.
I love
feet.
It. He wouldn't just answer the question. He'd have to justify what's going on.
I actually don't know definitively. I think I'm an 11 and a half.
But how do you not know?
Between
You've
an
got
11
shoes
and
on your feet right now. What's
well,
your
it
delay?
Fluctuates depending on what shoes I'm wearing. Like if I'm getting a boot, I might get an 11. If I'm getting a runner, I might get a 12.
You guys are the same size. You could share shoes.
I told you. For a taller guy,
Carl's
I have
feet
small
fat.
Feet. I have fat feet.
Well, can I
They're
tell you?
They're very obtuse.
Obtuse.
Can I tell you, I have inherited from one member
can't
of
say
my
that.
Family.
You can't, well, are they passed?
No, they're still with us.
Well, then you can't say inherited. Remember, you had a crack at me for saying that. You don't inherit something.
I was
they're not dead yet.
I was taking the mickey out of you
Yeah, that's what it was. Anyway,
I am tall, so I'm 5'9", but I'm only a size 7.5 in shoes. So my feet are too small for my body.
Good chat. Going to
Speaking
a break.
Of boot
so good.
Well, why not? 5, 6, 7, 8. I want to talk about things in your household that shouldn't be there anymore.
If you're going to talk about the house plant again.
No.
First the rabbit, now the plant.
I'm talking about like old fashioned items that are so outdated that they should have been made redundant like 15 years ago.
Redundant, okay.
Well, you know, redundancy is it's no longer in use, no longer present. And there's a couple of things that have sprung up recently, mainly from Mum. Now,
don't throw
let me
Helen
paint the scenario. No, I love my mum. I do. Honestly do. But there's something happening.
I don't like that. You need to finish that sentence with, I honestly do, full stop.
Well, I mean, every time I bring up something involving her, it never sounds that great, other than when I talk about her food, which is
particularly
elite.
When you said that you inherited her car.
Yeah, it really hasn't got off to a good start this year, my combos about Mum. Anyway, I promise this is a kind of positive one, but it's me trying to change her, and you can't change your mother. So let's throw it back to not last Sunday, but the Sunday beforehand, Sunday night.
If I could turn back time.
You need to stop doing that. I'm telling you nicely as a friend, it's getting annoying, particularly this morning. Anyway, it's 10 o'clock at night. I'm ready to crash. I've done all my prep for the show, and I'm like, I'm going to bed. And Mum's like, I need the paper.
What?
So I said, I'm sorry. She's like, oh, I haven't read today's paper. I'm like, are you referring to a physical copy of the paper at 10 o'clock at night? She's like, yeah. Mum, I've got subscriptions to both newspapers. Get your tablet. I'll log you in.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the lift-out section in a non-physical copy.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, but it's not the same.
I do agree with Helen on this.
I said, Mum, it's 10 o'clock at night. She's like, can you drive me? I'm like, I want
what?
To go to bed.
Wait, hang on. Hang on. So it wasn't the fact that the physical paper was it in the house. You did not have a physical paper.
We didn't have a physical
paper.
And
she wanted you to go and buy a physical paper at 10 o'clock at night.
At 10 o'clock at night, she wanted me to go and get her a copy of a physical paper.
No.
Now, I'm all for doing it, right?
Oh.
I actually got in the habit of buying them the paper on the way home from the gym.
Are they still there at 10 o'clock at night?
Yeah. Well,
you would think
you go to a servo and the servos will have them if they haven't thrown them out because they're old news.
This is what I mean. Yeah, old news. 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock on a Sunday night, she says, I want the paper. I'm like, Mum, please, it's cold outside. I have a copy of this.
I really can't stay.
That is another thing you should not have said. You are saying a lot of things that shouldn't be said today. You can be put on warning for that. Anyway, so that happened, and we're all good now. That's fine. We'll just make sure we get the paper earlier in the day. But that's very old-fashioned. Like, I don't think anybody... Well, I mean, people do, but when you can have subscriptions... That needs to go. Physical papers need to go, I reckon. But the other thing that happened, we have a calendar on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of households do somewhere. There's a calendar. Anyway, I was looking at the calendar, and Mum writes everything in the history of the world on her calendar.
That's a Mum thing.
I know, but I'm looking, and it's like, oh, the day Georgie usually gets new shoes, or something like that. Like,
wait, what?
Like, it wasn't that. I'm just. Rallying off something as an example. Like, there could be any particular event in time that she has to write on the date that occurred.
Well, Jan Powell still has in her diary the anniversary of when I got my pen license. What else?
Is it a Mum thing?
It is absolutely
a Mum
thing.
It has to be a Mum thing, isn't it?
But I must say, having a physical diary, you're able to do that. Putting that in a calendar,
this is a
that's
calendar.
No mean
like,
thing.
But the funniest part is not like that. It's when she writes something on the calendar and you've got to like go in like an awkward spot. You've got to get the pen and you've got to... Oh, boy, I tell you. Household items that should be made redundant. We've still got a landline. Have you got one?
No. Well, we've got one, but it's disconnected. But there'd be a hole in the wall otherwise.
I don't reckon they use them anymore. I mean, we do, obviously.
Do you know it is more expensive to disconnect a landline than it is just to keep it and not use it?
So I've heard. So I've heard. Anyway, 0404 000 736. Did I say that right? 0404 000 736. I did. Or 0404 SFM. SFM, for those who use the net.
Wait, hang on. How does that work? 0404. That's not true.
I think it is.
Because 000 736, that's not SFM, SFM.
Well, maybe it was 0404 000 SFM. I can't remember.
SFM, SFM.
You're listening to SFM with KK and J.
Whoa.
Let's go to a break. I told a story.
You good?
A couple of weeks ago. No, never. I told a story a couple of weeks ago how I went to the supermarket and I had a bit of an issue.
Oh,
the bag
yes.
Broke.
All your tuna, miscellaneous fish
you know
everywhere.
What? I'm not allowed to eat tuna at the moment.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But you're 99% tuna.
I know. Thank you. Well, the one part that I failed to get to was, yes, I had an episode in the supermarket, but I also had a further one when I got to my car. And I'd like to
part two.
I'd like to know when you've made an unnecessary mess. In your
every
car.
Day of my life, yes.
But a really bad one. Mm. See, I'm becoming really more OCD to the point where, and it's not a bad thing, but I have wipes, I have tissues, I have everything. I have hair gel in my car. I have deodorant.
Okay, Danny Zuko.
I
just before Thunder Road, let me just slick it back.
Well,
have you got the leather jacket in there too?
Maybe. Anyway. I've been eating a lot of chicken lately, and I bought a whole cooked chicken from the supermarket, but I learned a lesson, a valuable lesson.
Did you learn the real meaning of free range?
No. Well, that's good by you.
Thank you.
Pretty close to it.
Thank you.
Never put a chicken by itself in a passenger seat.
Carl!
Just don't do it.
No.
No, no, don't. Don't even think about it.
No.
Do not buy a cooked chook and put it in your passenger seat, particularly if you've got leather seats. I did that. And it only took about a minute or so for it to start leaking everywhere. There's a lot that comes with a cooked chicken.
So is that why people, when they see your car, call you the Colonel?
Yep. That's it, Colonel.
Oh, there's not enough air freshener in the world to get that smell out. That is disgusting.
No, you know what? To be fair, I actually think coffee stinks out my car more than that.
Don't know.
Anyway, anyone got any tips to get rid of the chicken smell?
How many weeks has it been?
Probably about 3.
Oh my gosh, you're going to have to... That's grim. That's really grim.
I actually don't think it's that bad because I've got one of those fresheners in my car already that Mum doesn't like. I got another one.
Helen's really not going to like this now.
The fact that my car smells like chicken?
Yep.
Probably not. Anyway,
is it protein chicken?
I mean, it's protein for me. I can't speak
about... protein chicken?
Something like that. Hey, we got the reflection section coming up.
Yes, we do.
If anyone's got any tips in the meantime, though, to get rid of chicken smell, please send them through. Thanks. It's the Avalanches for your Monday morning. That is Subways. Love the Avalanches. They're just always good at sampling music. I love a good sample. They are very good for a sample. You know who else is good at sampling stuff?
Hey, would you like to say sample any more times?
Our trusty producer, Jack Misson, who brings us that wonderful harp noise, which means we are reflecting on what has been a program.
It almost brings a tear to your eye, the harp, Jack.
It's beautiful.
You really are.
I love it, though, when you continue your harpisms. You know, you start with one and then you keep going.
Oh, just, thank you. But you know what?
Oh. It's like you know that Uncle Doug's on with the newsman and his music afterwards.
Looking
forward to
that.
Are you trying to get an audition?
I think so. You know, it's time to, you know, I'm just expanding my horizons, I think.
Can you do us a favour and sing a song right now?
No.
Okay. No. What are you reflecting on today?
I'm actually not going to reflect first. I'm actually going to allow one of you to reflect
first.
Okay,
I'll start.
Okay.
I'll lead us off.
We're shocked.
And I have learnt today that Catherine opens her mouth and says some things that she probably shouldn't a lot.
Wow.
Rude.
Yeah. There was just a lot of things today. There was a lot of isms and I didn't really appreciate them.
In what? Give me some examples.
Just like when you started singing certain things.
I'm sorry that the music is within me.
It was really, but it's like there. It was next level in you today.
I woke up this morning.
I thought, you know what? It's not Catherine.
You woke up this morning from the Stranger Stream or?
Well, I was going to say I woke up Tracy Turnblad. Good morning, Bayside. But, yeah, okay, I will keep my musical abilities to myself.
Another kind of holy grail. Anything else?
I've learned that you slip in slippers.
I do.
Yes, slipper chat.
I've learned that. I have learned that you... Well, actually, in fact, I hope that you have learned to secure your chook moving forward.
I have.
No juices in the car. What's Jack learned, really quickly?
Hair versus hair, Carl. Learn how to spell.
As I said, I am the number one...
He got you.
I'm the number one butcher of the English language. You'll hear better English after 9 o'clock with
and
Colin.
And the hair of the Bianco family.
Thanks, see ya.
Bye.
You're listening to Carl and Catherine. Carl and Catherine.